Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yankee Stadium.
They win the final game 5-2 to remain the baseball champions of the world. The Yankees, with this 9-0 crusher, have won their 17th World Series.
The Yankees again are world champions.
The Yankees win their 21st World Series.
The Yankees are champions of baseball. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. The Yankees are back on top. World champions for the 27th time.
What's going on, Yankee fans? Welcome back to the Chase for 28 podcast. This is episode 30. My name is Chris, and I am joined, as always, by my Yankee compadre, AJ. What is going on, AJ? It is a Friday night, and it feels like we haven't recorded an episode on a Friday night since August. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How are you, Christopher? Yankee baseball is still going down, isn't it?
Yeah, still going down, in the boogie down. As I just said before we hit record, and again, it's been a couple of weeks since we actually did the whole Friday recording thing. We had our most recent Derek Jeter celebration episode. That was a lot of fun. And when we were last going to record a regular episode, you know, their 13-game winning streak had just ended, and the title of the episode was going to be, are they good or are they lucky? And here we are, just a couple weeks after that. I think we both have strong opinions about this 2021 Yankee baseball club.
Yeah, I think we're trying to figure out if this team is actually any good. I mean, they have to be good. Like, they're streaky, which does not make them a very good team, to be honest with you. But we can go back and say that the Yankees are in the situation they're in because we didn't record in a couple weeks. It's all our fault.
We apologize. But you know what? I was talking with the wise old owl dad, and was I talking with him? No, I heard this one on the radio. My apologies. That all year the Yankees have been streaky. They've had stretches where they played really good, and they've had some stretches where they look like they don't belong at the major league level and life has been tough. But what has been consistent about their streakiness is that when they are playing well, they play well for longer stretches than the stretches where they are not playing well. And they had that 13-game winning streak, little up and down spell, and you know, here we are, hopefully. And I'm going to rely on what we've seen from some MLB teams in the past, and that is, can this team get hot at the right time, right? If we stay true to Yankee form, if you get in the playoffs and you are successful, the regular season doesn't mean anything. Did you win when, so if they get in, and currently that's an if, as they sit half a game back from the second wild card spot, if they get in, and they win their 28th World Championship, one, we're done. Two, then the regular season really meant nothing if they played well for 12 games in October and they win 12 games.
Yeah, I'm silent here because I just don't know. I don't know what we're looking at here. I really don't. Like, it's amazing to look at this team and the talent they have and say that they're going to miss the playoffs to the Toronto Blue Jays, who really have nothing. Like, right now, they have a simple schedule, and they're a hot team. The Red Sox have fallen apart. Whether that be COVID or if they're just back to reality at the end of the season, I don't know if... I didn't see them as a real contender to begin with. The fact that they're up there in the wild card, it boggles my mind. Tampa, I still don't understand how they win. You know, they have the right formula, I guess. But for our Yankees... This team can definitely get hot. I think they have the pieces to get hot. I think we look at the pitching and we say, oh, the pitching is terrible right now. But the pitching may actually not be so bad. Like, Kluber's as we're watching the game right now, Friday night, you know, we're recording it live. Kluber had a very good game, strong game. This weekend we have Kluber, Heel, Cole. You had Montgomery pitch a gem last night. Thursday night. You had Cortez pitch a gem Wednesday night. Both of those games were blown, I want to say, by the bullpen, but also because the Yankees didn't hit. So this team can definitely get hot. Right now they're putting up 8 runs. And as I said to you as we were doing the pre-recording, this team doesn't hit when anybody's on base. And that's going to be the biggest problem. And that's when it's going to happen when it comes down to playoff time. The Yankees need to take 6 in a row here, or 5 of 6. They can't afford to lose 1 or 2 games to Cleveland or Texas, because the final 9 games of the season, 3 against Boston, 3 against Toronto, 3 against Tampa, are going to make or break this season. It's going to be those series between Boston and Toronto that one of the teams of the 3 are going to be eliminated in that series. So I think the right. Yankees, if they get hot, these next 6 games against Cleveland and the Rangers, I think the Yankees have a shot of being the first wild card team. I really do. Like I don't see them better than Tampa. I don't understand how Tampa can beat them. I don't understand how Baltimore can beat them. The Yankees' record against Baltimore this season, 11-8. 11-8. Tampa's record against them, 18-1. It just boggles my mind this year what team we're looking at and how streaky they are and how good and terrible they are at the same time.
Right. They've experienced the high highs and low lows. You know, tonight, leading Cleveland 8-0, home runs flying out of the ballpark. And this is the same team that put up, you know, averaged 2.5 runs a game against Baltimore earlier in the week, right? Which Yankee team is going to show up? And again, as we're sitting here, you've got Toronto in the top wild card spot. They are 82-64. And Boston holds the number 2 spot. They are 83-65. It's just amazing that, you know, I went to update these notes again. It's been a couple of weeks since we did this quote unquote regular episode. And the last time we recorded, they were the 2nd place New York Yankees in the AL East. And that was at a point where, you know, the talk was, could they catch the Rays? And then you realize that over the course of that 13 game winning streak and, you know, being a little up and down when the streak was over, they gained no ground on Tampa. What level of baseball is Tampa Bay playing?
Tampa, I believe, and this is weeks ago, I believe Tampa had a 10-game win streak as the Yankees were going through their 13-game win streak.
Well, it felt like as we were winning 13 in a row in the same amount of time, they won 20 games in the same time span, you know?
Right. I agree. You know, looking at the scores right now on a Friday night, you have Toronto losing to the Twins. Again, as we record this, they're there in the bottom of the 8th, so Toronto's losing to the Twins 7-3, so future you will know what the deal is there. Boston is beating up on Baltimore 7-1, and it doesn't matter, but Tampa is losing 4-1, so there's not enough games left to even think about that. We're really focused on Boston and Toronto. So now Toronto and Minnesota are heading in the top of the 9th. Minnesota's up by 4 runs, so this could be good as we record this. You know, they give the Yankees 83 wins, and they'll be essentially tied. I guess they would be tied based on that. Yankees will be 83-65. Toronto will be 82-65. So, no, we get a half a game. Cool. Gives us a 2nd place wild card spot.
As I'm looking at this, I've pulled up the Red Sox schedule rest of the way. So, so they're beating up on...
They have the easiest... They have the easiest schedule remaining.
Right. They've got, they're playing Baltimore. Then they play the Mets. Jesus. Then you've got the Yankees. Then you've got Baltimore. And then you've got the Nationals. My goodness.
Right. That's it. Just, that's what I'm saying. The Yankees have to just keep winning.
Pull up Toronto's, but it's like, do we focus on the Blue Jays or we just focus on getting the 2nd wild card spot and worry about Boston?
I think, unfortunately, based on Boston's schedule alone, I believe we have to focus on beating Toronto out of the second wild card spot.
All right, so let's take a look at the Blue Jays schedule here. They've got the Twins this weekend. Then they've got three against the Rays in Tampa. Then they go to Minnesota for three. Sorry, for four, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they host the Yankees for three. And then they host Baltimore to end the season.
Right.
I would certainly say we've got the tougher schedule to finish this out.
Right. I mean, to be honest.
You know what? It's in their hands. You're playing the teams you need to pass, which doesn't always happen. Sometimes you're in a position where it's like your season series is over and you've got no control. Like you could win, but will it make an impact or not? They got nine games against three teams ahead of them.
Those nine games are just... You're laughing because I'm making faces. I don't know, because I could sit here, like I was listening to the radio and they were playing the game of, you know, the win loss game, and they're
hold on. So
go ahead.
So you're saying, you know, can they get hot? You know, let's perform against Cleveland and Texas. I would almost say, just win the series. I don't want to go sweeping Cleveland and Texas, and then come up short the last weekend where you got no gas left. And you get swept by the Rays and your season's over.
But
I'd rather play good baseball, do good things. You take the series, you lose a game here. Don't lose the series. But then over those nine games, go 8-1.
Just
you
keep
know,
in mind
where
though.
You gotta sweep Boston or sweep Toronto. You know, go 2-1 against Boston. You know? But Tampa's out of the question. So
of course. But I think because of Boston schedule against Baltimore. Those are wins. Just give them the wins. So if Yankees lose one, that's another game they drop against Boston. Toronto, I mean, Minnesota's beating up on them, so maybe Minnesota doesn't want to roll over yet. They played strong against the Yankees the other day. I still think, you said they have a four-game set, now a three, so they have seven games against Minnesota. I don't see Minnesota holding up five wins. I just don't see it. I really don't. So, like, Yankees really need to, I think they have to not just win the series, they have to sweep Cleveland and Hughes and the Rangers. I really think they have to, because that's how they get hot. You know, taking a loss is going to get them hot. So maybe we're going in the right direction. Heel going tomorrow night, Cole going on Sunday. Sorry. Heel going on Saturday, Cole going on Sunday. Is a good matchup that we want to have, as long as we have Heel like he was 2 months ago, not like he was 2 weeks ago.
Right. I think the problem with Heel there is he didn't pitch, and he should have been in the rotation. And that's where I think the Yankees have made a mistake this season. Again, they've made a lot of mistakes this season.
Yeah,
he should have been in the rotation.
A lot.
Right. And I'm seeing headlines, you know, Severino feels good. All right, get your ass on the mound.
No, I'm tired of this. He's not the savior.
I'm not saying he's the savior.
So what does he need to pitch for?
Would you rather see him on the mound or Andrew Heaney pitching anywhere?
All right, Heaney.
If we go back to the beginning of the season, I'd rather have scumbag Domingo Herman on the mound than Andrew Heaney.
True. I mean, look, can we talk about this? I don't know which way we're going. We still have to do the trivia questions. We didn't do that yet. what are the Yankees doing here with Clark Schmidt? Like, I feel like they're doing this guy a disservice. You pitched him the other day. He pitched a wonderful game against the Mets. And he's down in the minors. And like, oh, we're going to bring him up again. Obviously, you're going to bring him up again. You've got nothing left. You're pitching Brooks Kreisky. Like,
well, you know, here's what I didn't realize. My apologies, but I was mentioning this to my dad today. We had a conversation. I didn't realize that September call-ups, the roster size was limited to 28.
Yes.
And not the full 40.
It's not the full 40. They want to keep it low.
Yeah. Because I'm like, where are these pitchers?
Right. Where's
the
last
get
the
arms?
Where'd all these guys go?
Yes.
But keep in mind, the minor league season is over now. I believe it's over now.
I know anything A is done.
Okay.
Somerset doesn't have a field.
I know. That's not a joke.
Sorry.
That's not a joke. I just don't, like, if these guys aren't playing, what are we expecting them to do? Well, we'll call up Clark Schmidt. Obviously, you should. He's sitting there and just watching the game. If they don't have a game, I really don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they have games or not. Probably something you can Google.
I'm on it.
Ask the Google.
You keep talking.
Yankees won. So there we go. So Yankees 83-65. And Toronto is losing 7-3. So we get the half game back. And that's huge. You know, a half game lead sounds like nothing. But to have control, this is where you want to be. You want to be in control of your own destiny. And right now, they are completely in control of their own destiny. Win, win, win. And
I guess you play to win the game.
Thank you, Herm. Thinking about this, maybe this would be the time. If they're going to lose, I guess this would be the time to lose because you can pick up the games against those other two. But still, I'd rather not see them lose. I've got to be honest with you.
All right. So real quick, I got the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Rider schedule up. And they play through September at the very least.
Cool. All right.
They are currently in the midst of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 game series.
Ooh.
Oh, they're in the playoffs.
Oh, so it could be.
I'm like, wow, they must have had some rainouts. Oh wait, no, hold on. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs.
Oh, the Iron Pigs, yeah.
No, hold on. It looks like these are all 7-game series. So we're looking at the Rail Rider schedule. September 7th through the 12th, they played a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6-game series against them where they went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5-1. So it was some sort of series. So they're in the midst of a 7-game series against Lehigh Valley.
Okay.
Then they're off for 2 days. They don't play on Mondays either. They're just like the big club.
All right, good. So they're getting used to it.
Yeah, and they're off Monday, Tuesday, and then they've got a 5-game series against Syracuse.
Yes.
So bottom line, they're still playing. So if they're not with the team, they're still playing.
All right, let's throw a trivia question before we get any further along this episode.
Yes. All right, what do you got, AJ?
All right, here's our question for today. And you try to answer it. I'm not telling you if you're right or wrong.
Okay. The
question is, who is the Yankees' career leader in leadoff home runs? And a bonus point, if you can tell me the number of home runs this individual hit.
I'll throw my answer out now so people can start thinking about how dumb I am. So here we go. My answer is Curtis Granderson, and I'm going to say 37.
Okay.
We'll come back.
The Grandy Man. What's your answer?
My answer is the Grandy Man.
There you go.
The Grandy Man can.
Kind of miss him. I like him.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. All right, Crystal Ball, what do we got here?
What do we got? So, just to recap the last week, 1-2 against the Mets, 1-0 against the Twinkies. Everybody should beat the Twinkies. 2-1 against Baltimore. Again, that game last night as we're recording this. Where was Chapman? Why couldn't Aroldis, again, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, but why is Chapman not closing out the game last night? He threw 8 pitches the night before. I don't want to hear this 3 days in a row.
I know. Garbage. 3 days in a row. I mean, look, he's not.
He wasn't dripping. Not. He wasn't sweating like I sweat when I go work out. So, could have pitched.
I know. 3 games in a row, though. That's a lot, dude.
8 pitches. He throws more pitches warming up.
But they're in the middle of like a lot of games in a row. So they have to kind of hold him for when we really need him. Look, it's Baltimore. They should not have lost to Baltimore. There's no reason they scored 2 runs against that team. I'm sorry. There's no reason. 2 runs. And even the night before, they should have lost, scoring 2 runs in the top of the 9th inning. What are you doing? What are you doing? Gary Sanchez, catch a ball behind the plate, man. Sorry. You want to have this conversation now? You want to wait through the offseason? Sanchez is.
You talk about bye bye, Gary.
Done. He's dead.
I agree. But, like, as you know, as I look at last night's game, you know, Wandy Peralta takes the loss, but why? Why? Why is he on the mound? Why?
Why? Just why? Everything just why. Just tell me why. Yankees, what are you doing? Why?
Again, so, I mean, you got Clay Holmes. Why is he, again, what's going on in the bullpen that we got to try and trot Clay Holmes out there for 2 innings? Now, granted, he pitched well. I pinned last night's loss on Gary Sanchez's inability to do his job. He's the catcher. He failed to catch the ball twice. Nothing has aggravated me more than watching him squat behind the plate, because he's not catching, squat behind the plate, kick his leg out, and look lazy as F out there. We're going to go back to last January. Get him out of here.
I'm done with the guy. Like, last night was like the icing on the cake for me. Like, I know everybody loves, he's hitting. I don't care.
Icing on the cake. It's like they poured poo on our cake.
Oh, yuck. Gross. Yuck. No. I have no desire to see him on the team next year. And I know you can't trade for him. He's got no trade value, blah, blah, blah. You got to do something with this guy because he's not a catcher. He is not a catcher. And he's not a first baseman. Don't say put him at first base. He's not a catcher. He's a hitter. The end. Then let him be the DH. Stanton can actually play the outfield. And when he does, he plays it very well and he hits the ball.
Oh, no. He needs to be gone. Like, we're not changing positions because we got other guys who we need to pay, other guys that need to stay on this team. You know, I was talking with Pops today and he was like, trade Luke Voit, sign Rizzo. I'm like, well, they better make sure they sign Rizzo before they trade Luke Voit. Make sure he actually wants to stay here, which I hope he does. And is having a positive experience playing first base for the New York Yankees. I'm actually pulling up, again, we're a little ahead of ourselves, but I am pulling up the leave free agents coming off season. I want to look at the catchers. Who is out there? Here, AJ, you ready for upcoming free agent catchers? Just for fun. We'll just tackle this one tonight.
I'm going to guess it's a limited list, but yeah, share with us.
It's a long list. Here we go. Buster Posey, Yan Gomes, Christian Vasquez, Tucker Barnhart, Martin Maldonado, Mike Zunino, it's not Voit, it's V-O-G-T, I don't know who it is. He's on Atlanta.
Boat.
Roberto Perez, Jeff Mathis, Manuel Pina, Kurt Suzuki, Austin Romine's a free agent. I liked him. Platoon him and Higashioka. Just catch the ball. I don't need offense behind the plate. Shake your head.
I keep shaking my head because I don't think that's, should not even be a thought, to be honest with you. That should not even be a thought for the Yankees. I don't like any of those names. Buster Posey. Yeah, I love Buster. He's great, but
he's not coming here.
He'll be 30 plus. 30 plus.
He's 34.4 years old right now.
Okay, so no. Absolutely not. No. Look, I hate to say it, but no matter what we say, and no matter how many times Boone calls him out, Gary Sanchez will be our catcher next year. That's it. In his door.
Do you think he'd be this bad if Joe Girardi was still the manager?
No.
Because they got rid of Joe Girardi partly because he was getting on Sanchez.
Right. So I don't know the answer to that because I don't know who Gary Sanchez is as a person. I don't know what he's like with his work ethic. But I feel like he could have listened more. And I don't think he really wants to listen. I think he wants to use his natural ability to play the game of baseball. I don't know if he's a coach. Like, I can't judge because I haven't seen him, but maybe he's just not a coachable dude. Like, you would think you would listen to a World Series champion and a World Series manager in Joe Girardi. You would think, hey, this guy's trying to help me. I'm going to listen to everything he says.
I would. Would do whatever he said.
One would think. Bring back Jorge.
Well, we got, let me just tell you real quick, so what the Yankees have in terms of catching. We got Higashioka, but he's not an everyday start. He's not catching 5 out of 7 days.
No.
We got some, here are some kids in the minors on the depth chart. We got Donnie Sands, who is a converted infielder catcher. They did that once before. Hip, hip, Jorge. We got Saul Torres, who's 18 years old, so I mean, he's not ready. Jason Lopez, he's 19 years old, out of Venezuela. Eduardo Navas, yeah, so, I mean, they've got some depth of catching, but they're just young.
Who's the catcher who, you didn't mention his name, so I off the top of my head, I don't remember his name. They have one kid in the minors who's like the future.
There was one article that I had briefly pulled up was that they've got like three catchers, but this is from February of 2020. I'll give you their names.
Right, give me their names. If I hear it, I'll recognize it. I think it's Austin. Like, I don't know.
Anthony Siegler?
Name. Nope.
Anthony Siegler, who they drafted 23rd overall in 2018.
Nope.
Josh Bro? Nope. Third one is Antonio Gomez.
Nope.
One outed from an article from 2020.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, so we'll see. So, I mean, we sort of derailed this episode to Gary Sanchez hate, which is justified.
I'm sure the Yankees are fed up with him too, which is why he wasn't starting tonight.
Hmm.
Just keep that in mind.
True. The other big news that we can hit on as well is Gleyber Torres is now second baseman. Gleyber Torres.
Huh.
A decision they made
that might be
6 months too late. Why might that be, AJ?
Why that might be. Why do you think they're putting Gleyber Torres at second base? What do you think?
To market him as a second baseman for trading?
There you go. Done. Boom. Done. Done. Like, if that's not writing on the wall for you, I don't know what is.
Now, I think I read some things that were like, well, maybe that'll take the pressure off him. He'll relax and maybe he'll start to hit and get hot here at the end of the season, which serves two purposes. Maybe we win, but then it makes him tradable. Like, oh, he can still play, but he's a second baseman, not a shortstop.
Exactly. Done. That is exactly what it is. It's the only thing I thought of when they said it. Yep, that's it for him. He's a boneheaded player too. Like, talent beyond, but like, he almost cost the game Wednesday night.
Good. Who trade him to Cincinnati?
trade him to the Rays.
No. Then I read an article that Dave Robertson has like returned from the other side as a reliever again with the Rays.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Well, he had a great Olympics, so.
Old High Sox.
Yeah, he had a good Olympics.
He did. Needless to say.
Nobody wants me. No, Todd. There we were.
Back to Tom's River. you know, I mean, needless to say, AJ, we'll have a lot to talk about because
I think we
I would love, obviously, we would love to see our team win a world championship this year.
Right.
I don't think it's in the cards.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
They're not winning the World Series this year.
Nah.
And
nah.
I'll gladly eat crow if they did.
Right. Nah.
But, you know, I'll ask you this.
Ask me anything you want.
Is this team going to be better off not making the playoffs?
I don't know. Because we keep hearing the same damn response, right? We keep hearing the same thing. We learned a lot being in the playoffs last year. I think we're so close, blah, blah, blah. We're going to keep hearing that. Is that just going to be the response from now on? Young team, so close. They got their taste of what it means. Now it's, they're facing adversity. It's going to make them stronger. Stop it. Like, obviously, they don't know how to respond to this stuff. I'm sorry.
No.
Like, what else do you need for motivation? You've lost in a game 7.
You know what I think is weird about that?
Blah, blah, blah. What?
I don't think they fought in Claude. Here's the weird thing. You talk about, you know, Yankees of the past and, you know, veteran leadership. And this current group of Yankees doesn't have that. I have all the respect in the world for CC Sabathia, right? Hall of Fame pitching career. But I don't think you get the same leadership from a pitcher that you would get from multiple position players. And I'm sorry, if you're a Brett Gardner fan, you're going to find this disrespectful. But he was barely on the team in 2009. You can't look to him as that veteran leader who has been there and done that and understands it all.
Correct.
Right. This generation of Yankees, and I fault the organization for this, the baby bombers didn't get a chance to mix in with the former generation of bombers, if that makes sense.
No,
there was no real crossover.
I agree.
Goes back to that thing I said in that Jeter episode. What if Jeter kept playing and his last season was 2017, but no time machine?
Who knows? He wouldn't have had Didi, and Didi was a major part of that winning, that culture. I don't know. You don't know what Jeter would have done for the young kids. You don't know who Jeter is. Like, we know who he is as a player. We know who he is as a person outside of baseball. Is he a mentor? Is he a CC Sabathia type? Like, what ruffles his feathers? Working with A-Rod was not his favorite thing, so who knows?
All right. Well, we've certainly yapped about quite a few things. So why don't we finish up with the trivia, AJ?
And trivia.
So the question was, who is the Yankees' career leader in leadoff home runs? My guess was Curtis Granderson, and I believe I said 37 home runs. AJ, tell me what I've won.
You did say 37. And with that guess of Curtis Granderson at 37, you, sir, are absolutely Incorrect.
Oh. You're way off. Who is the Yankee?
You're way over.
Way off.
Way over. With 29 home runs in the leadoff spot, the Yankees' career leader is none other than number two, Derek Jeter. Number two.
Really?
Yeah.
And what was the number?
29.
29 leadoff home runs.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Jeets. Cool.
Yeah, boy.
All right. Well, I'm embarrassed. There we go.
Nah, don't be embarrassed. It's trivia.
Okay. Well, we hope that that's the point. Hope you enjoyed this episode of the Chase for 28 podcast. You've got opinions, feel free to email us feedback@chaseforfor28.com or share your comments and feedback on Twitter. We are at chaseforfor28pod. AJ, how can people support the podcast that they're enjoying?
Come on now. If you've been listening, you know what you got to do. You know how to support us. First, tell a fellow Yankee fan about the podcast. Let them know. Hey, hear about this Chase for 28 thing? They're pretty good. Kind of funny, too. If you don't want to do that, you can become a legend by visiting chaseforfor28.com/legends. And, of course, grab some of that Chase for 28 merch. Visit chaseforfor28.com/merch. Get some good hoodies, t-shirts. The winter weather is coming, so you want to dress nicely. And if the Yankees don't win the championship, you can just say, we're going for 28, and we'll keep going until we get there. So check it out. Also, follow us on Twitter, @ChaseFor28Pod. Connect with us. Let us know all your thoughts, feelings about the Yankees going forward in our playoff push.
There you go. Go Yankees. We will be back, hopefully recording next Friday, as the Yankees begin a 3-game series up at Fenway Park. And hopefully we can recapture the Friday night magic. For AJ, I'm Chris. See you next week. Go Yanks.
Go Yanks.